a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan. I despise When Calls the Heart.
And this is the Hallmark Podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to talk fast all episode. How you feeling?
All right. What are you doing? You're doing a little...
auctioneer.
Well, auctioneer at the same time as the show.
Same time as the show.
What are you auctioneering right now?
I'm auctioning off some memorabilia that I've purchased over the years.
Such as?
There's a commemorative plate set.
Who's on that plate?
You can see.
Why is it just...
Is that the Grimace Manson family?
It is Grimace from McDonald's. It's very hard to get these.
I went with the Manson family. Two very different directions.
In the right
Both
light.
Both murderers.
In the right light, Grimace does look a little...
Yeah, like the Manson family, really.
He's actually...
Grimace is a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He murdered the Hamburglar.
He did. And people always assume the Hamburglar is the bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's... That's on you.
In his title.
That's on you. Just give everybody a little bit of grace, and you'll find out that.
Wasn't there like a Susie Duck?
What?
For like she had like
what are you no
like
no,
hair
no,
and there's
no. Susie Duck,
and she had like
we can't just make things up.
No.
It's McDonald's.
Did she have like a bill or whatever, and then she had like
did you need to do this for Bill? Did you think we didn't know what Bill meant?
Well, but I wanted to explain Susie Duck, and then she had the bows. The bow
Google Susie Duck.
I got it. Just go ahead with whatever we do at the beginning.
I wouldn't necessarily Google Susie Duck.
I just Googled Susie Duck. Witsy the Little Duck. You ever read a Witsy the Little Duck book?
No.
You ever want to cry laughing? They don't make any sense. I read one of my kids.
Does it have a bill?
It does have a. It's a bill.
Bill.
Yeah. Susie Duck.
McDonald's. Yeah, that'll narrow it down. What do we have here, Dan?
We have Susie Van Zoom, Susie the Sloth, and Miss Renee are ready to sing for you today. And then more Witsy the Duck.
Okay, I might have gotten the name wrong.
Dude, just Google Duck McDonald's.
Yeah, Duck McDonald's.
Okay, McDonald Duck.
Duck McDonald's. There is a there is some sort of duck.
Okay.
Birdie the Early Bird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's a chicken, and it looks like a nugget.
Can I see it?
No.
That's
her.
Birdie the Early Bird.
That's Birdie the Early Bird?
Birdie the Early Bird, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Definitely a chicken, not a duck. It's a bird.
That was Susie Duck.
Yeah.
How'd you get Susie Duck?
Susie Duck is so far off the beaten path there. Like, I don't know how you get there.
I really could have sworn it was Susie Duck.
What is it? Burly the Early Bird? What is it?
Birdie the Early Bird.
That's
She's
not
first
a good
in line to get eaten. Like, Grimace, not something you get at McDonald's. Hamburglar, not something you get at McDonald's. Ronald McDonald, not something you get at McDonald's to eat. Birdie the Early Bird looks like a chicken nugget that's been, like, brought to life. Why are you doing that, McDonald's?
Man, their nuggets are so solid.
They're just okay.
Guys, we do not need to do this again.
You and McDonald's nuggets is the weirdest combo I've ever, like.
For a guy who doesn't go to McDonald's, I talk myself out of McDonald's all the time because I'm like, that's going to kill me. But I love McDonald's.
Gosh.
Oh, man, their fries.
Their fries are good 1 out of 5 times. Now, when the fries are good, they are
Before that movie,
those fries
were so good.
Unreal. But the other
those
times,
are days they're
not salted, they're not hot, they're not something. But if you get them right, yes.
How is it possible though? How is it possible? I feel like every other place.
I worked at McDonald's. It was a very simple procedure, but people just don't.
I feel like every other place, at least like they differ from like good to really good. Like Bojangle fries are always good, but sometimes they're out of this world. Yeah. Like everywhere,
literally
McDonald's
one
is
to 10.
It can be like just what is this?
Yes.
Like cold potato.
Yeah.
To give me all the fries
That's
from
right.
the world, please.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
Maybe I'm just having really great luck with McDonald's lately.
How many times have you been?
He goes
recently.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've gone. It's probably been a couple months.
You gonna go there today?
I might now.
I go pretty regularly because my kids, like, they love the Happy Meal.
Good kids, man.
I love the mocha frapp at McDonald's, and I hold qualms about it. It's delicious.
Nothing at McDonald's.
It's just pure sugar.
Hold the whip.
Which is why it's so solid.
Yeah, it's great. Hold the whip.
Hold the whip. Yeah, you don't want to get.
You don't want to.
What? You hold the whip?
Yeah, I hold the whip. On most things, I hold the whip. Yeah. I know I'm.
Not hot chocolate. You wouldn't hold the whip on hot chocolate, would you?
I would always prefer marshmallows.
Yeah, monster.
I would always prefer marshmallows over whip.
Whatever you say.
But the only reason I would take whip, it gets all in your nose. Look at hot chocolate.
It does.
Like that.
It's almost
like the only thing that's nice.
What I want on the whip, the reason I love the whipped cream is it cools down the cocoa.
That's exactly right.
And it mixes it perfectly.
So yes.
So every sip, as long as you're sipping, you get whipped cream, cocoa, perfect temp every time. That's why whipped cream.
I stir
important.
In the whipped cream. If I have it, I stir it in.
I keep it on top. I just go a little sip over the edge. Maybe get a little dabble.
Yeah,
on the nose.
You that's look fine. You look like an addict at that point.
An addict?
An addict.
Like up in the attic?
But whenever Dan have gone out for hot cocoa, I always just wipe it right up the nose.
Yeah, you got a little something
right there, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Maybe if you were better, I'd
guys,
I'd
how
invite
great?
You.
How great was that best of yesterday?
Oh my gosh! So fantastic.
It was so good.
So good.
Thank you for listening. When Calls to Heart, I don't know what this episode is.
Seven?
No.
Five.
It's four six. Or five.
I was just hoping.
Yeah, no, it's four
it feels
or
like
five.
It should be like season five, episode seven, yeah. I think.
And it went a little something like this. At school one day, Elizabeth introduces Hattie Ferguson, a new student from Hamilton, who I can only describe as a demon. Hattie does not want to sit in her assigned seat or make friends. What's her deal? Dottie's birthday is coming up, and so Bill invites her to dinner at the cafe, and he's going to cook, despite the fact that last episode said he can't cook. Despite the fact that he's already going to get together with Dottie, he's still going to continue to shoot his shot with Abigail. Goes up there, asks for permission to close the cafe early so that he can make dinner for another woman, hoping that Abigail will get jealous. He doesn't say that, but that's just kind of what I infer from that. Back at school, Hattie is such a demon. Such a demon, in fact, that Elizabeth introduces a made-up holiday week called Kindness Week to combat the fact that Hattie's a demon. Faith tells Jack that she turned down the office, turned down the offer to work in the infirmary for full time. And
forever.
this is a forever contract. It never expires. You can do no wrong. We will never fire you.
The contract for Faith was there to stay here in Hope Valley forever.
Jesse the Rippers? Is there anything better, man? Is there anything better? When Jesse's down in the lobby at that Disney hotel and he starts singing that?
Bring it. No, absolutely.
Forever. She also mentions that her fiance wired her and told her that she's got to come back to Union City as soon as possible. Jack's a detective, so he figures out that Faith's bothered by that. Rosemary had to figure out what she's going to do this week, and so she decides she's going to throw the kids a dance to learn manners. And everyone's like, all right, whatever, you got to do something, Rosemary. Hattie the demon finds out about the dance, and she's less than enthused. And actually, I'm with her on that one. This does sound awful. Everyone's trying to figure out what Hattie's deal is. So Opal comes to the rescue. And she's like, Hattie, here's a stuffed animal. And Hattie throws the stuffed animal on the ground because she's a demon. Elizabeth then tries to talk to Hattie after school. Hattie says that she misses her best friend, Satan. No, it's Janie from Hamilton. It's Janie. Elizabeth suggests that Hattie invite Janie to visit Hope Valley.
We call her Janie.
And Hattie rejects the idea and runs out of school. Rosemary advises Elizabeth to give Hattie space and to let her get to know the other kids. That's not good advice when working
terrible
with a demon.
Real bad.
In honor of Kindness Week, Cody gives Rip a bath. Yeah. There's not a lot going on. Bill and Dottie eat dinner at the cafe. Elizabeth tells Jack about the situation with Hattie, and Jack says, is she a demon? And Elizabeth's like, no, we're just trying to figure out this puzzle. And Jack says, you're going to be able to figure this out because one day you're going to make a great mother. And it's because you make shepherd's pie. Got him.
Bingo.
Nailed it. Jack and Faith talk at the saloon. Faith says that she made a promise to Peter, cannot back out. And Jack reminds her that the promise, that keeping a promise will make her unhappy for the rest of her life. So Jack is really up to something here. Elizabeth brings Hattie to the cafe. The other girls have organized a welcome party for her. Hattie's upset about the death of her best friend. Oh boy, this is really taking a turn, everybody. Janie, she's dead. Elizabeth talks to her about moving on. Frank, it's time for the big dance, and everyone's excited about it. Hattie shows up, and she's been exercised. She's perfect. She's not a demon anymore, and she's dancing with the other students. Cody asks Elizabeth to dance. Hattie's like, I'd like to dance with you, and he's like, are you sure? Because earlier, not good. And they dance and it's great. Jack walks up and he's like, it looks like he stood you up. And he asks her to dance. They dance. Everyone has a fantastic time except for us. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart, the demon time.
Daddy's a demon.
We did it, everybody.
We did it.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll break this episode down with 4 segments.
What?
And Dick Tomer. Oh man, I can't even begin. I wrote a poem.
Did you really?
Yes.
Go for it.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I just got Philo, and you should too.
Man, that's dynamite.
That was good.
Thank you. That was really good. I got another poem.
Ooh. Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You want to know how it gets better?
Unlimited DVR, too.
I got one more poem for you. Philo's offering our listeners 25% off 2 weeks by going to philo.tv/DTH.
You mean 2 months, right?
2 months. philo.tv/DTH.
It's for everyone. Wow. You know, when you do a number of host read, sometimes they're better than others.
Sometimes they're better than others.
I would say that one was a
10 of 10.
Yes, yeah. I think so as well. Guys, we got 4 segments on the show. We're going to start with a hot take where we share exactly how I felt on this episode of television. I'm going to start with my good friend Panda Panda. Hi.
Hattie's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're all on board there.
I mean, I'm sorry your friend died. You're just being the worst about it. I'm really sorry.
What does that have to do with your feelings on the episode as a whole?
That's all I got for this episode, Dan. I don't have any feelings. This show's awful.
Yeah, thank you.
Show's terrible. Listen, season 3 is light years better than season 2. Still doesn't make it engaging television. It's the same thing every week. What do you want me to say?
Yep.
Hattie's the worst. Just move the plot somewhere. Anything. Somebody do something. Somebody do something.
Quit standing around. Do something.
Like, Jack and Elizabeth kind of stare at one another, and then Bill's cooking dinner. He sometimes apparently he's bad at cooking, but awesome at cooking. None of it makes sense.
No.
Time's meaningless. The world's useless.
Yep.
Nihilism is true.
Yep.
Everything you thought was bad about the world is correct.
Yeah.
And that's When Calls the Heart. Thank you.
I refuse to pile on the negativity that is Panda and Dan. And I will simply say this.
You haven't heard my hot take yet.
I will simply say this. This week, I enjoyed thinking that Hattie was a demon. The reveal that she wasn't was a disappointment. Dan?
This show sucks. This is just prime time bad right here. This episode is wheelhouse bad. This is not better than season 2 bad. This is standard, good old-fashioned, when calls the nobody does anything bad. It's awful, so bad the camera is zooming in and out of control. The camera can't even stand it. It's so bad. It's terrible.
Nothing happens.
It's so bad.
Nothing happens.
I don't know what else to say. They've decided that maybe if Bill Avery has like a CSI case of the week, that will help.
He doesn't even have a case this week.
He just is starting to investigate something else now. I don't remember what it was because as soon as I watched this, I tried.
I thought that hot take could use some hot camera work.
Yeah, that was a good job, that Trace. Hot. For that sure.
We don't get enough zoom on this show.
This is bad.
Combine and zoom.
It's a good job, Trace. I can tell you've been working hard.
I have.
Yeah.
I was a PBS show called Zoom. Took place in Boston, Mass.
But it sounds like you were singing it.
02134. That's the Boston, Mass zip code.
But are you singing on the PBS show?
I'm singing the theme song from the PBS show.
Okay, so you are playing a clip.
No.
Okay.
I'm just having a good time.
Happy to hear it.
It's time for All the Feels part of the show. We talk about what in this episode gave us those feels. Panda.
No. Nothing. Zip. They don't make eyes. No one makes eyes enough. There's not enough eyes making.
This episode is a 42-minute dramatic play of the sound of flatlining.
Let me tell you.
Beep. We lost him for 42 minutes. That is what happens.
I will tell you, this is true. I was surprised that Janney was dead. I didn't see it coming. I even wrote in my notes... and I want to make sure I get this quote right. Oh, snap, Janney died.
Oh, snap, Janney died. There it is.
4 exclamation marks. Because I did not see it coming. I went, aw. But it still doesn't excuse the fact that Hattie was literally just, they were trying to psychoanalyze the heck out of this kid. Mm. And it was really something.
It's brutal.
It was tough to watch.
Brandon, you got one or you're just busy on your phone over there?
No, I don't have much. I will say this. I am concerned about the lack of movement in this particular episode. I felt like this was going to be an episode that really moved things along. And I'm disappointed. And I don't know if at what point do we talk about whether or not to give up on this. At a certain point, I think we just hand it over to the fans. It's like, is it worth it? Is it worth it for us to show up weekly to make win calls on our punching bag? I don't know if it's worth it.
Here's the thing is I think people would like our takes on the new ones as they air. We get that a lot. And we felt like to give it a fair shake, we had to watch all the old ones. And I'm starting to rethink that.
I don't know, guys.
Should we just skip to the new one?
Should we just give it a go?
I do have a feels, if you can believe it.
Oh!
When Elizabeth brings in Rosemary to help with Kindness Week, she gets in front of the room, and this kid in the crowd in the school, he personifies me in this scene. He doesn't even raise his hand. He just goes, do we have to do another play? I love the line delivery. I love the kid. And it was they brought her in. I'm like, oh my gosh, is she going to do another play with these dumb kids? And he did it. It was everything for me. It did give me some feels.
Here's a really hot take. The best scenes recently in this show are the ones that involve the kids.
Yes.
Like, they're the funniest because they're wild cards. You don't know, like, and they're
and
like,
they're not good. I want to be clear. They're not good scenes. Cody is not good. But the scenes that are the best
more interesting.
The kids. Yes.
Do you guys remember Cody Friss?
Dude, do we remember? Dude, he was always trying to rope us into the ultimate frisbee.
He was always getting into the frisbee.
Every time he had a different setup for the ultimate frisbee.
He kept trying to spice it up.
Yeah, not just regular ultimate. It was always something that he got arrested.
He did.
From what I understand, it was some sort of embezzlement scheme with ultimate frisbee. But he runs tournaments from jail? Do I understand that correctly?
He does. He is still trying to make...
Yeah,
I don't know. Underground ultimate frisbee a thing.
He always talks to us like we're very close friends and are going to be at these events.
Yes, we've never been there.
No, and he gets one call a day typically from jail, and he usually calls us.
Yeah,
and Trace is in my ear and says we have Cody on the line.
And we lost him.
Okay,
we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. Guys, it's Cody Friss here.
Cody, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. How's it going?
It's all right. How's San Quentin?
Oh, boy. Man, the breakfast was good.
Breakfast was good.
Yeah.
Well, you said you got it. Now, I just want to read this here.
Right.
You got a few happenings.
I got a few happenings, all right.
Yeah, and you needed to let us know
about it. Need to let you know, because I know you guys are going to be those representations.
Get the squawk out.
That's right. You want to hear about them?
Yeah, I'd love to. Go ahead.
Up first, next weekend, Chicago, Illinois. We call it Illinois because it's noise. We're playing 5-on-5 squaddle dump. The weekend following, we're going to be out in San Francisco. You better go. We're playing 4-on-4 squiddlies, followed by 3-on-3 losers walk. I got to go, guys.
Thanks, Cody. All right, hey. I'd love if at some point, Trace, and I know he only gets one call a day, and that's unfortunate. If at some point we could just get a definition on what a squaddle dump is.
Hey, guys, I'm still here. How's it going?
Cody, yeah.
Squaddle dump's very clear. It's where the frisbee turns over.
Yep.
You act as if it's a cereal bowl. You throw it. You catch the cereal in your mouth.
There's cereal in the...
In the bowl, you catch it in your mouth.
Is there real cereal in
There's the... real cereal. Okay. Lucky Charms.
Okay.
Double the rainbow.
How are you coordinating this from jail?
I got you guys on the ground.
No.
You guys are there.
Not. Cody, we're not going to be there for the squaddle dump.
Wait, what?
I might show up. I might be there.
We were already there for Shy Fest. We can't go back.
You guys went to Shy Fest without me?
Yep, you were in jail, Cody.
Well, you could have paused it.
I don't know.
Shy Fest was wild this year.
It was out of control.
It's time for the Wait What part of the show is where we talk about what in this episode made us go, wait, what? I'm going to start with my good friend Panda.
I'm confused where the settlers live.
Of Catan?
The settlers in this. Like, they go out to the settlement, and they're all living in camps, right? Like these tents.
Who are the settlers?
I don't even know how to describe them. There's the one kid who was sick. They don't have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they so far away from town that it's...
Right. But then at the same time, here's where it gets weird. Big bad guy. What's his name? I can't even think of his name.
Gowan.
Gowan.
He's evicting folks.
Is evicting
from
folks.
From the woods.
From the woods?
Yeah.
How is that? Like, they live in a tent?
Yeah.
Like,
I got that one down.
Like, what's happening? Where do these people live?
Gowan shows up to the woods and is like, rent's due.
They're like, oh,
we'll
no.
We'll just move to other woods?
Yeah, like, I just...
All right.
I think that's where I'm just, fair like, enough. Baffled by it. I don't understand. That's my
big
biggest
wand.
Thing. Yeah, I don't understand.
At one point, Faith is wearing a hat that I can only describe as like a hat that is on those little monkeys that play the cymbals.
Yep.
You know those hats?
Yeah.
She's wearing one of those off to the side, and I just want to know where she got it, because I loved it, and I thought it was a stylistically bold and forward-thinking approach to hats, and I would love to get one of those hats if someone could let me know, because I thought it was fantastic. That's all that I got. Dan?
I know that we talk about how bad this show is, and this is not a wait what as much as I didn't know where to put this. The most boring thing on this show is Elizabeth talking about her book. Period. And I realized this because it happens in this episode, and I realized it happened the episode before. Time legitimately stands still when she just starts talking about, who cares? Who cares about the book? Why? Is it because Jeanette Oakey wrote a book? Why are we doing that? Why is it important that she's writing a book? She already has a thing. She loves Jack. She teaches class. She's
speaking
writing
of,
a book.
Speaking of books, I'll Be Home for Christmas movies.
There is some Wind Calls the Heart in there.
That's exactly right. And we're doing a fantastic thing this weekend, starting tomorrow on Leon Day, the 25th of June. If you buy a book between Friday and Sunday evening, send us the receipt of how many books you bought. Sunday night, we're going to go live. Cookies. We're going to go live on our platforms and eat sugar cookies for every book that is sold.
So dumb.
Whether you eat, but whether
you,
yeah, no, I heard.
Whether you buy one book,
fun.
Whether you buy one book or 100 books.
Oh, got to get some room in there.
That's exactly
ready.
Right.
Ready, sugar.
That's exactly right.
Can they be soft sugar cookies?
Yeah, we're not going to get rock hard sugar cookies. Don't give me crunchy. What are we, monsters?
If you give me a crunchy sugar cookie, so help me.
It's so hard because you want them to be really delicious, but also with deliciousness comes fullness, and it's just hard. It's like tough. The soft ones, I think, are expand a bit more.
What?
All right, that means it's time to move on.
I had another wait what, which is, I know we've mentioned this before, but the number of new students in the Hope Valley school system is astounding.
The turnover is...
The Hope Valley school system is a school in a church, and there are new children there all the time. It is a destination place to come and visit long enough for your children to be in the school system. And I don't understand it at all. That's all I got. Now we can move on to Hopes and Valleys.
It's time for Hopes and Valleys. It's the ups and downs. It's the ins and outs. We look for the future and we say, this is what's giving me hope, or this is what's bumming me out for the future of this program. Panda.
Grace, her coming back is great. I like her character a lot. I've mentioned that before.
Faith. Whatever. For the love.
I mean, I know this like the show,
thing.
But could you do your job?
How did you do this 2 weeks in a row? In the Faith, Hope, Love bit last week.
Well, you know what's great is that I said we call her Janie because that's a bit we did on Take the Day Off. And he called her Janie the rest of the episode thinking that was her real name.
Sounds right to
Faith.
Me.
Faith.
Faith.
All right. So Grace, here's my thing. I love that she's on the show. Whatever her name might be, it's great. Here's the thing. So my hope is, give her more time. She's wonderful. The downside is, I see it coming. It's this love triangle bit again. We did that last season. We're going to get it at the end of season three, and it's going to carry us to season four.
Faith is no Mark Ross. Like, she's better. Marcus Ross. She's better.
It's the plot line. Like, Elizabeth and Jack, just tie the knot already. You guys are going to get married. Like, we're in too deep at this
Here's
point.
How
just
I know
hurry
that
up.
That's not going to happen is because
Sheesh.
They have the baby at the end of five, and Jack is dead. Spoiler alert. So I feel like we're in three right now. They're not, four is going to be wedding stuff.
No, I disagree. Well, I
four is going to be wedding stuff, and then he dies, or he died in the five.
I think what you have is end of season three, love triangle emerges. First half of season four, them working out the love triangle.
End of four, proposal.
Four proposals.
Five is wedding baby. And baby.
Yep. And then dies.
So you mean to tell me season five, they are really going to give us some plot? A wedding and a baby from the same couple?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. When Calls the Heart? That show?
Guys, I'm all in. I'm going all in. Season five is going to blow your mind. That's why I'm sticking around.
All right.
Been season hanging five.
Around. This town on the corner.
My hope is... that Hattie actually is a demon. I think it's a significantly better arc for her. I think she's playing a little trickery right now. She's trying to get on everyone's good side. She went a little hard on demon stuff early on in the episode.
Hard on the demon stuff.
Yeah, and so now she's kind of playing it cool, and at the end of it, she's gonna come back and be like, uh-oh.
Does she sprout wings?
No.
Not that Panda. Demon?
Not that demon, no.
Not Legion demon.
My valley is, I don't have one. I'm all rise. It's all rise.
My hope that Lee Coulter has other enterprises other than the sawmill that we get to see later on, because at the sawmill on the office building, it does not say the sawmill. It says L. Coulter Enterprises. That's what it says. So maybe we've got some others up the sleeve. I doubt it, but I'm just hoping. And my valley is, you guessed it, Gowan. He does try to kick somebody out of their homes this week. We don't know what we're doing with him. Is he nice? Is he not? Why can't he just be the bad guy of the show? But no, we can't do that. That'd be too easy. That's all I got.
Pocket watch? No.
Smolder alert.
Yeah.
4-3.
They did the walk around the lake, right? Or he proposed to walk around
the
lake.
Yeah, I have four written down.
All smiles. I'll say four.
Yeah, four.
All right. 4-3, so a little higher.
What's calling my heart? Hello at deckthehallmark.com. This is our last one we have in the hopper. So if you want to reach out, now's the time. It's from Brian Harold. He also goes by Brian. Greetings, fellas.
Brian.
I would love to follow you down that road, but I won't.
What's calling my heart is that the lead singer of one of my favorite rock bands, Mo Lauda and the Humble, that sounds made up.
Some
Mo Lauda and the Humble put out a solo record over the past year. So Mo Lauda by himself.
No, but where are the Humbles?
Yeah.
Where'd the Humble go?
Is he too prideful for the Humble?
He's too prideful.
They're going out on tour this summer. His name is Jordan Kiola. So he's not Mo Lauda. The lead singer of Mo Lauda and the Humble is Jordan Kiola.
Apparently. Well, where's Mo?
And I think you guys would dig his music. At the very least, I think Brian would. Okay. Thanks, all right, Brian. Panda and I don't have sophisticated palettes. and I do have a related question while I have you on the line.
Okay, great.
One of the stops Kiola is making this summer is in Greenville, yes. AKA podcast capital of the world.
Yes.
And I'm loosely considering dragging my family on a road trip so I can see this show and storm the Bramble Jam studio. He's playing at the Radio Room on June 11th. Can you tell me anything about the Radio Room? For reference, Kiola's Instagram is here and his Spotify is here. They're both links. And then, here's one very cool link I want to share with you. Rig, where's that six CRISPR? And he sends a link. I'll take my answers off the air. Talk about the Radio Room. I got to see what this clip is.
Well, the Radio Room's a nice venue. It used to be.
It's him saying my pants.
Okay, well, thank you.
Rig set it up, even in the emails.
Even in the emails he does.
Never miss an opportunity for a pants joke.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a very nice venue here in Greenville. Nice, smaller venue, but really great, good sound. It's my type of place that I would want to see a concert. To Radio Room, new Radio Room, old Radio Room was a walking disease, but the new Radio Room is great. Pretty dope. It's a dope place. Good venue.
All right, good there venue. You go, Brian. You heard of your first,
Brian.
The concert happened, I think, a week ago.
Okay, so. Well.
It was great. It.
So yep. Good to see
June
you.
11th. It was last.
So that's who broke our window.
Yeah,
Brian. Did it. Classic
must have
Brian.
Been down here already.
All right, we did it, everybody. We're gonna be back tomorrow with a Christmas movie to get us kind of in the ready for Christmas in the wild. Am I right?
Yeah.
Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.